Well, I just wanted to bring this up in the news. I know it came up yesterday, but more than a half a century since the original jumbo jet ushered in the glamorous jet age, in many cases bringing affordable air travel to millions and millions of people, the last ever Boeing 747 was delivered on Tuesday. It was put together at, of course, Boeing's plant in Everett, Washington. There was, of course, a dramatic opening of the doors, and the plane came out. It's already been sold. It's going to a company called Atlas Air, but it is the last 747 that Boeing has made. I just think back to when I was a kid. I remember my first flight, and I think it was on the way to London. It was a big trip for me, of course, coming out of a small town and getting into a 747. But it was a big deal. We were just checking the archives, and we've got this great footage and audio of the 747. There was a promotional video produced at that time. We have the audio for it. Take a listen to when the 747 came out and what a big deal it was.
50 years of Boeing experience has gone into making this the safest and most advanced airplane in the world.
What was that? Most advanced? You mean because of its size?
Oh, well, that's only one reason.
Now look at these four Pratt & Whitney engines. These are the most advanced jet engines ever built. And they produce virtually none of the usual engine smoke.
That's good. No air pollution.
And no noise pollution either. They're 50% quieter than the older jets.
That'll be good news for people living near the airport.
And these four jet engines mean that the 747 has more power to spare. As a matter of fact, it could fly very well on just two engines. See these wheels? 18. That means the 747 gets the smoothest landing of any jet.
I love listening to that old audio. It does speak to the impact the 747 has had. Joining me now is Richard Abulafia. He's a managing director at Aerodynamic Advisory. Richard, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, good to be on.
Your thoughts, the impact of the 747, how profound was it?
Pretty tremendous, because it brought a lot of range to the table. You know, people focus on the size, which is understandable because that was unprecedented, but its range was really the winner. And you also had basically the first of a series of very high bypass engines that used a lot less fuel than the predecessors. So it was quite the path-breaking bit of technology.
What does this mean for a company like Boeing? When I think of America, I think of these jets. I think of Boeing, of course, but there's more competition in the world. You think of Airbus out of Europe, Embraer out of South America. You think of China wanting to have a greater impact in regards to aviation as well. What does this mean for Boeing?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're in a duopoly now. I mean, Embraer is at the bottom end of the market. They do a great job for small jets. But at the top, with the big stuff, bigger than 110 seats or so, it's really come down to Airbus and Boeing. And it's kind of worth quickly contrasting that with the days of the 747, when you had Douglas and Lockheed playing in this space. So it's become just more of a one-on-one situation with Boeing and Airbus.
In regards to the industry itself, the airline industry, how would you describe Boeing? Is it healthy?
Well, it's pretty borderline. They've got a lot of debt. Net debt is in the $44 billion zone. Meanwhile, they're kind of being outflanked in the smaller part of the market, or I should say the midsize, around 200 seats. Airbus has a killer product called the A321neo. It's selling incredibly well. And Boeing needs to come up with basically a competitor to that. Every other part of the product line, Boeing's in pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm. And other nations wanting to get into this space, you said a duopoly, basically Boeing and Airbus, or, you know, you look at nations like China specifically wanting to get into this space, are they still years away?
Well, in a lot of ways, they're kind of moving backwards in time. The intent is certainly there. But what they did was basically create these aircraft that were heavily dependent upon Western technologies. So basically, they've got this sort of superficial Chinese-ness, but really all the brains and the muscle are Western. As a matter of fact, there was a turboprop, the MA-700, offered by the Comac company of China, which basically Canada and the U.S. decided, okay, you're not going to get those engines. And effectively that killed the plane.
Wow. What role, and as a Canadian, I know Bombardier to a certain degree has had some better days. How would you describe Bombardier within the aviation sector today?
Well, they kind of reached a bit far with the C-Series that is now an Airbus A220. Basically, Airbus took it off their hands. They took on a lot of debt. They kind of stumbled inevitably, even though they created a great aircraft and it's still built in Montreal, but it's now an Airbus product. Bombardier has successfully retreated to be one of the world's foremost business aircraft companies, but it's not scheduled air transport. It's just private aviation.
Mm-hmm. Well, Richard, thank you so much for your time. It is a fascinating industry, and the Boeing 747 has played a significant role in it. Thanks for your time today.
That's my pleasure. Thank you.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.